a Nacho Radio podcast.
Well, the old clock on the wall says time for another Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast. And full disclosure, there's no clock on the wall.
You know, there really isn't. It's like a casino. Well, you're gaming me down here. You know who I saw on the way over?
We don't want you to know what time it is.
No.
You saw someone. Drink? You saw someone on your way over to the show this morning.
Our good friend Jack Frost.
Oh, is it pretty cold out there?
It's a little chilly.
Yeah. Yeah. That was something else yesterday. It was 70 degrees.
It's almost like tornado weather.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the winds were just howling. Is it still pretty windy out there?
Yeah, it's considerably cooler.
Yeah. I mean, it's December. What are you going to do?
I wonder if when he made that movie, Jack Frost, his makeup was pretty elaborate. Would you have all the makeup taken off? Or would you walk around with some of it on and go to bed with some of it on?
You think Jack Frost had a movie made?
Yes.
That he's a real person that was in movies?
It was your guy.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Grimley. Martin Short. Remember when he was Jack Frost?
Oh, okay. In one of the Santa Claus movies.
Okay, so it wasn't the Jack Frost movie.
You were like...
It was Santa Claus.
I wonder if Jack Frost had that makeup taken off in that movie. What are you talking about?
No, Martin Short. He played Jack Frost.
Well, there's a movie... When you say Jack Frost, I think of the Michael Keaton movie that I want to say opened up 19 years ago, almost to the very day. And it was one of the first movies to be shown at the new cinemas on 53rd Street in Davenport.
What was that?
I think the premise was, I've never seen it, but feel free to chime in on the text line at 470-23-NACHO if I'm wrong on this. I think the premise of that movie, Jack Frost, is Michael Keaton is like this great guy, and his kids just love Christmas, and he dies before Christmas, so he comes back to life as a snowman. Oh, with Michael Keaton's face.
Okay, that's right. So he's a snowman. So it's kind of like
I just wanted to do
fire.
Yeah,
but as a snowman and dead.
I think he's got like a kid, and he's like, "Come on, buddy, let's go sledding." And maybe he didn't have time to go sledding when he was a dad. Maybe that was the point of the movie, where it's like, "So play with your kids while you can."
Michael Keaton's had some real peaks and valleys, hasn't he?
You know, he really has. I just saw him. He's the Vulture in the new Spider-Man movie. And it does violate one of my rules. If you're in a superhero movie, just be in that superhero movie. You don't need to be another character in another movie.
Are you going to be a good guy? Are you going to be a bad guy?
Well, I mean, I guess it's not as bad as the fact that Captain America and Johnny Storm are played by the same guy.
But do you think he took the makeup off? All the makeup off?
Martin Short?
Each and every day at the end of the day? Or do you go home and say, just leave some of it on?
I'll just be Jack Frost for a little bit.
Because otherwise I got to sit in this chair for how many hours in the morning?
How many Santa Claus movies did Tim Allen make? Did they make three of those? I saw the other day that there are 5 Home Alones. 5 of them.
Right.
Now, I think Macaulay Culkin's only in 2. But still, that seems a little excessive.
How many are the PPG in?
He's just in the one.
He's just in
He's just in Home Alone 2. And the story of that is that he let them film at the Plaza Hotel with the caveat, I have to be in the movie.
I get to do a cameo.
Yes. That was the
I want to do a Hitchcock scene. And by a Hitchcock scene, I mean I want to harass the leading lady.
Jack Frost began in the 19th century in literature. He is a sprite-like character.
Oh, it's a good character.
Sometimes appearing as a sinister mischief maker, but sometimes he's a hero.
He's kind of like a frozen Woody Woodpecker.
That's not bad. They say here that Jack Frost may originate from Anglo-Saxon and Norse winter costumes in Russia.
Well, yeah, I'm guessing it didn't happen. It didn't originate in Chad.
In Russia, he's known as Grandfather Frost. And in Germany, they have a whole other thing called Mother Hole, who is a woman who makes everything freeze. Jack Frost, of course, famously nips at your nose.
Yes.
When you're roasting your chestnuts there on the open fire. Other than that, I don't know what else he's...
known for.
Yeah, what else does he do?
He leaves a little frost on the pumpkin.
Is the Heat Miser, is that Jack Frost? Or that's a different thing altogether? Or the Mr. Cold Miser and Mr. Heat Miser. Is the Cold Miser Jack Frost?
They're probably competitors. Jack Frost?
Well, that doesn't seem right.
They know each other. They see each other at the conventions.
Okay. There was a movie in 1997 that came out called Jack Frost. This is not the movie I'm thinking of. A serial killer turns into a snowman and continues his rampage.
Was that the first movie they showed on 53rd?
The movie that I'm thinking of, the one that's 19 years old, stars Michael Keaton. He plays a human whose name is Jack Frost, killed in a car crash on Christmas Eve. A year later, he returns as a snowman to spend time with his son. And then he is, of course, the primary antagonist in the Santa Claus 3, The Escape Clause. How lousy of a Santa Claus is Tim Allen? I never once buy that he's Santa Claus.
I never saw him.
You've never been made to watch the way Rhonda loves Christmas movies?
No,
you've never been
that.
Made to watch any of the Santa Claus movies?
No.
I had to go.
I just remember seeing Martin Short as Jack Frost thinking, that's a good look. I like that hair.
I had to go see one of those Santa Claus movies in the theaters. I think it was number 2. And
feels like number 2.
It's too easy. I went to the cinemas because I think my in-laws wanted to go, and somehow I had to go to this damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
I made it through the first 5 minutes, and I woke up when the credits were on.
Good for you. Way to play it.
It was great.
Did they know you were asleep?
I don't think so.
Then you just, way to game them.
I don't think so.
That's a great hack.
This is like years and years ago.
Did I use that properly?
No, I think you did. We went out and saw the Santa Claus 2, and I just was like,
I was dragged to, Fred Elf? Fred Claus.
Fred Claus. Which,
Fred what, Claus.
Explain for me the premise of Fred Claus. Vince Vaughn is like his brother or something?
Vince Vaughn is Santa Claus's brother.
Uh-huh.
That wasn't good.
Not the best.
No.
Jack Frost, also very popular in a radio play that we used to listen to growing up called The Cinnamon Bear. Did you ever listen to The Cinnamon Bear growing up?
Now, was that a cereal?
It was a cereal, I think from the 40s. It's pretty cool. I don't know if that's something...
The movie was Cinnamon Bear?
No, it was a radio show.
A radio show.
Yeah, it was a radio show called The Cinnamon Bear. That might be more of like a Chicago...
Hi, folks, I'm The Cinnamon Bear.
He's looking for a...
Get your Dakota rings on now for your Cinnamon Bear message.
Yeah, it would air like right after Thanksgiving all the way up to Christmas. And
what radio station were you listening to?
Well,
what kind of radio were you listening to?
It was old, you know, we were just trying to find out how our boys were doing in the Pacific Theater.
In the Sea of Japan.
Yeah, there's the Cinnamon Bear. The whole premise is that the crazy quilt dragon has stolen the silver star from Santa's tree, and the Cinnamon Bear has to get it back. And there's these two little kids that help the Cinnamon Bear, and they get the... at one point, there's a big whale who helps them defeat the
His
crazy quilt dragon.
His name was Fudgy.
Yeah, that's good stuff. If it's not Fudgy the whale.
Sounds to me like you're getting in the Christmas spirit.
Frank Nelson is Captain Tin Top. You know who Frank Nelson is?
Well, yeah.
This guy. Yes. He's in the Cinnamon Bear, too. Yes. It's worth checking out.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. Anything else going on, Darren? What have you been up to? I feel like I haven't talked to you in forever.
Just doing poorly in Cover 5. Might have been my worst week ever. I think I lost points in each and every game.
Yeah. I think I had action on last night's game.
I almost forgot to make my picks, and I think I would have been better off if I had.
There is something to that. There's quite a few of you have said that by not making picks, you feel you've done better.
But that's not really in the spirit of the competition.
Well, no, and you will be penalized with, you know, to the full extent of the Cover 5 rules and regulations.
Yes, because you have a certain, with Cover 5, individual mandate.
Yes.
That you must live up to.
Not the best week for me either. I had a really good open with the Cowboys, And then things went south in a hurry.
Did the Bears fire their head coach, or they're just going to?
The Bears have never in the history of the franchise fired a coach during the season. And that will continue.
Okay, so they have not fired him yet.
He's so fired.
Yeah, he is fired.
He is fired.
Doesn't make any sense.
The Monday after their last game, which
it could be that Sunday. Could be that evening.
Yeah, usually they do it like a day. They give him a day or two to unpack. But yeah, the new year will find John Fox quite unemployed.
Was it Mike Tice that got fired as the Vikings coach, like in the locker room after the game?
I think that happened.
And he like attacked people with pencils?
I think that's right. I always enjoy the teams who fire their coach when they're on the road, and then the coach has to find his own way home. I always enjoy that
Didn't
story.
Didn't they do that to somebody in London?
Yeah. Yeah, there was a coach who got fired in London, and it was like,
that's not a cheap ticket.
You will not be flying home with us.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
No.
I'll just sit in the back with a blanket over my head. Please. I swear to you.
The way charters work, you've already paid for his ticket.
Right.
It's not like they buy their tickets to America at the airport.
No, they're not buying one-way tickets times.
We can't have you on the...
We don't want you to poison the situation any more than you have.
No, we can't have that. So, yeah, he is fired.
Certainly.
Did you watch any of the Bears 49ers game?
Some.
I didn't watch any of it, and I'm thrilled that I didn't. Because
you made a good choice.
Yes.
Although it was had to be pretty sweet for our guy, Robbie Gould.
Well, his kids are well fed. That's the important thing.
That's true.
They didn't let the Niners score
a touchdown.
A touchdown, so they could have the ball with a minute and a half.
Oh, yeah, with a minute and a half.
Because John Fox thought their chances were better.
Well, we liked our...
Robbie Gould.
We liked...
A kicker who he fired stupidly.
And had already made four field goals.
And this was from a shorter distance than an extra point.
You could have let them score with a minute and a half to go. A minute and a half.
The guy who is one of the greatest kickers of, certainly of his generation.
Of my generation.
And that played for you. And there is some data that suggests he's very good at Soldier Field, or as we called it, Soldier's Field. You felt better about blocking him.
Well, we considered it. Papa.
Yeah. I don't know. Is there any talk as to who they get as their next coach?
I'm sure there is.
This is what you get for firing Lovie Smith after a winning season. Although...
Yeah, what would have happened with Lovie, though?
It makes me wonder.
You know.
He was in town the other day.
Was he?
Yeah, he was in Eldridge.
What was he doing in Eldridge?
I'm assuming recruiting for the University of Illinois.
Is that right?
Yeah, a bunch of people took some pictures of him at the McDonald's in Eldridge, Lovie Smith.
Huh.
He's got the full University of Illinois everything on.
Oh, sure. He's got the jacket.
He's representing. Exactly. So, yeah, Lovie was in town.
So he's kind of given up on Illinois players. Let's try some Iowa players.
I mean, at this point.
Not the worst idea.
Basically, he's just hoping to get kids that can't be Hawkeyes.
Yeah.
Oh, or Cyclones. You got other options. That's what he's throwing around.
Party over here.
I got five things to talk about.
Sure you do. The Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. They've got a bunch of stuff coming up. Speaking of a radio play, they've got the Christmas Carol, a live radio play that's going to be happening. The Nutcracker, The Magic of Bill Blagg Live, and comedian Henry Cho. And also check out what's going on this weekend. Come check out the Galesburg Express on Saturday, December 9th is what I want to say, in downtown Galesburg, where you can enjoy breakfast with Santa, carolers, ice skating, loads of activities for the kids and adults, and lots of holiday cheer. And the Orpheum Theater is going to have two free showings of the Polar Express. That's going to be happening at noon and 2:30. Both of those are, again, free. A great way to kick off the holiday season at the Orpheum Theater. The Orpheum Theater tickets are available at galesburgorpheum.org, by phone at 309-342-2299, or at their box office. The Orpheum serves wine and beer, including Iron Spike Brews. The Orpheum is available for private events, including weddings and movie rentals. The Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. Lean forward, engage, and be entertained.
Number one.
Number one.
One. One.
One.
Number one.
So there's this movie coming out called the... what is it? The
Rich,
all the Money in the World. It's all about John Paul Getty and
yes.
Kid getting kidnapped.
got his ear cut off.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's going to be quite a story. Now, the thing about that movie is Kevin Spacey was John Paul Getty in the movie.
Kevin Spacey was in Fred Claus.
So
touching all the elves.
He's done a lot of things wrong. I by the way, was sexually assaulted by an elf. I know I've told that story.
At a Christmas party?
It was at a party. I don't think it was Christmas, though. It was like family day.
In like the tree, or where were you?
It was at a... my aunt worked for an advertising agency downtown, and one of their clients was the Keebler elves, and they had all of the characters there. And this,
did they smell like crackers?
This person in a Ernie the Keebler elf. I was 16 years old, and this Ernie the Keebler elf kept grabbing my ass. Mm. And like the first time, it was like, okay, you're touching my butt for pictures. But then it got like aggressive, where it was like, okay,
aggressive.
This elf is
elf style.
The elf is not just touching my butt. The elf is really going after it.
Like kneading it like it's cracker dough.
Right. Yes, that would be, yeah, it was like a massage of my 16-year-old buttocks. And Polaroids were being taken. I've got the Polaroid somewhere that it was taken seconds before I said, that's enough, and I punched the elf as hard as I could.
There's a picture of you punching an elf?
The picture is taken just before I punched the elf.
Like your hands back here?
No. No, they took the picture, and then this elf is goosing me in a way where I go, that's it, and I slug the elf.
How tall was the elf?
Oh, 6 feet at the top, like from the top of the hat.
What the hell is going on?
Who's
hiring 6 foot elves?
Well, the problem was, I punched the elf, and then I heard a woman make a noise inside the costume.
Oh.
It was a college intern girl who was Ernie the Keebler Elf. But still, you can't be.
No, but it would have been nice to know.
Yeah, because I ended up punching a woman right in the arm. But and then the whole ride home, I was thinking like, did I have a chance with a college girl and I blew it?
Yeah, you did.
But I didn't know.
That's what I know.
She was dressed up as Ernie the Keebler Elf.
See, it would have been nice. Sometimes they with mascots, a lot of times they don't want you to break character.
Right.
They don't want you talking or anything like that.
Right, right.
That would have been if you could have heard her voice.
If Ernie would have passed me a note saying,
hey.
Well, see, I wouldn't have believed that, though. If Ernie passed me a note going,
I'm not wearing anything in here.
I'm a college girl and I think your butt is good. I would have been like, okay.
I'm not wearing anything.
Dear Highlights for Children, I never thought this would happen. But I'm writing you to tell you about the time Ernie the Keebler Elf filled me up.
Don't write highlights.
Well,
don't,
I mean, I was too young to be writing to Penthouse Forum.
No, you were certainly a tweener at that point.
My point is, I know what it is to be sexually harassed by someone famous.
By someone famous, you're right.
I mean, Ernie the Keebler Elf. I would argue, you know, I'm not suggesting that I'm part of the Me Too movement. I don't want to do any disrespect to that.
No,
I don't want to. That's the word. I don't want to diminish that. But I've been there, so I understand. These people, they're in powerful places, and they want more power.
You could do hashtag Me Three.
Yeah, maybe. My point is, Kevin Spacey
is in a movie.
He's in this movie, and he's a big part of the movie. He's like one of the central characters. This movie comes out December 22nd, and they realize no one is going to go see this movie because this creep's in it. So they are filming as of like, I think they're still working
on it. Is this
the
one with Christopher Plummer?
They've got Christopher Plummer doing all of his lines. So they're reshooting everything that Kevin Spacey did and putting Christopher Plummer in. Number one. House of Cards announcing they are going to resume production, and Kevin Spacey's just not going to be in the show anymore.
Now, he was the president in that?
He's the whole show, yes.
He's the whole show.
Yes, him and his wife, Robin Wright, are the whole show. So,
they have him killed, apparently? Some sort of assassination?
The 8-episode, 6th season has been on hold. They're saying they're going to resume production in early 2018, and then they're going to figure something out. But... My problem with this is I've been watching this stupid show.
Right.
Because I really want to see Frank and Claire Underwood, the characters that they play. I want to see them get theirs. And if he just dies off screen, then I've been wasting all of my time watching a comeuppance that never comes.
You've been expecting an assassination in this show?
I don't want an assassination. I want everything to crumble, and I want them to be broken. Like, I want to see the perp walk. He's so slippery, he gets out of things.
Yeah.
I want to see him get in a corner that he can't get out of, and now... I mean, that's why we've been watching in our house. And frankly, it's been a season two. Like, there's been at least one or two seasons they didn't need to do. If they would have made this like a three-season show...
They'd be done already.
Yeah, it'd be great. It was really good when it
started. Maybe they can use that scene from Tosh 2.0 where they did that... remember where... was Tosh Jackie Onassis in it?
Yeah.
Or Jackie Kennedy in it? And they... they blow someone away real good.
That's right. I forget.
Two.
With like confetti or something, though, right?
It's pretty good. We should mention that the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. Home of the Quad City's very best cheesesteak and other delicious sandwiches as well. How about the Cran Slam Club? Homemade turkey, cranberry sauce, ham, lettuce, mayo on choice of your choice of sliced white or wheat bread. Absolutely delicious at Capriati's. Get one today. Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Here's one. Number two.
Number two.
Thank you.
Two.
So PBS has announced they found their replacement for Charlie Rose, another old dirty creep.
So they're not calling it the Charlie Rose Show
anymore.
Well,
it wouldn't make much sense to, would it?
Well, branding's branding.
It's not Bob and Tom, where you just...
They're doing it.
You just call it. Even though one of them quit the show two years ago.
They're calling it Kiss.
PBS announcing that Christiane Amanpour will be the new
host.
Off
the road. She's got to be happy, finally.
Yeah, really...
steady gig.
She's great. I watched the hell out of that show.
Finally, I get to...
That will be the new PBS show that was the Charlie Rose Show.
I wonder if they've burnt that table.
Yeah.
It's like, can I get a new table?
There'd be a certain satisfaction taking that oak table out and just burning it.
You do not want to turn a black light on that thing. And
Number three.
It's not his rose that glows.
No, it's... it's gunked up real good.
Number two, Darren, a possum broke into a Florida liquor store and got drunk on bourbon. This, of course, happened in which of the 50 states? If you had to guess, which of the 50 states did a possum break in to?
Possibly Florida?
Of course it's Florida. Where else could this possibly have happened?
Florida.
Not the worst place to be a possum, I suppose.
Do you say possum or opossum?
I do not say opossum.
No one does.
Although, even if I see opossum, if it was spelled in front of me,
you read it as possum.
I will read it as possum.
The O is silent in
the
opossum.
The O is silent in opossum.
Unless, of course, you're Irish.
Or
Irish possums.
Or if it's part of like some sort of holiday tale. Oh, Christmas tree.
Opossum. Opossum. Please believe me.
Or if it's Canadian, maybe.
Believe me, possum. When you told me.
Oh, possum.
Like they always say, good for the goose, always good for the badger. Oh, possum. Oh, possum. 1, 2, 3.
Steve Perry could have been a possum. He's kind of possum-like.
He is the opossum of rock and roll. By the way, alert the Miller boys. Styx and REO Speedwagon coming to the Tax Slayer Center.
Don Felder.
Don Felder, formerly of the Eagles. Yes. Now, all I know of Don Felder is the song Heavy Metal.
He does Eagles songs.
What Eagles songs do I know from him?
He doesn't, but he's going to do... I'm doing Eagles songs.
So he'll do because Take he'll It be Easy? Like, because
he'll be like
I was in a band... Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I was in a band called The Eagles. All right, this is called Take It to the Limit. I didn't sing it, but you do, dummies don't know.
Right, essentially. And it's like he's also going to tell you, no, I came up with some of the riffs.
What did he do? He was a guitar player?
He was a lead guitar player. Or he was a guitar player, yeah.
Okay, this is where I get very confused by The Eagles. They have their own channel on Sirius XM right now.
They do.
Which is ridiculous. You got your Glenn Frey and your Don Henley. You got your Joe Walsh, although Joe Walsh is only in the band like half the time.
Starting with Hotel California.
So what is that, like two albums?
No, he was in, I mean, they didn't release a ton of records.
So Hotel California in the long run, is there a record in between those two?
No.
So it's two records?
Yes.
Long run's their last album, right?
Well, until they kind of came
Hell
back.
Hell Freezes
and,
Over.
And they did, well, and then they did the Long Road Out of Eden?
Oh, okay. I'm not familiar with that one. You got your Timothy B. Schmidt.
Yes.
Is he still in the band?
Yes.
And then you got your Don Felder.
No, he's not in the band anymore. Well,
did he get kicked out?
He kind of got booted.
So did Joe Walsh get his job?
No. Who? They were in there together. It was like a two-guitar attack.
So do they have five people in the band?
At one point they did.
Okay. That makes sense. This possum drank bourbon after it broke into a liquor store in Florida. Got sobered up at a wildlife rescue center and then was released unharmed.
They sobered him up there.
Put him in a little possum drunk tank there. The Emerald Coast Wildlife Refuge.
Maybe it was an opossum. It wasn't.
That tastes for nothing!
It was an Irish whiskey?
It was a bourbon.
Oh.
But still, that possum can't read. Probably thought it was whiskey. Yeah, and a liquor store employee found the possum next to a broken and empty bottle of bourbon. Worker found the possum up on a shelf next to a crack open bottle of liquor with nothing in it. According to a technician at the wildlife refuge, the possum definitely wasn't acting normal. They pumped the possum full of fluids and cared for her until she sobered up.
It was a woman. Not a woman, a female.
A woman possum. She was good a couple days later. They say the possum didn't appear to have a hangover. I tell you my secret to never getting a hangover. I stay drunk.
What's the use of getting sober?
They think this possum came in from the outside, was up in the rafters, then came through the ceiling, knocked over a bottle of liquor, and then just drank the whole damn bottle of bourbon herself. That's, if you're the liquor store owner, you can't even be mad at that possum. That's just...
It's impossible.
Number four.
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 A 18th century statue of Jesus has been found to have a time capsule in its butt. A priest.
I'm living in a time capsule.
A priest.
Dig it up.
A priest in 18th century Spain.
Is the one who put the time capsule in there?
Put a secret message to the future.
I have a message from another time.
In the butt of a hollow Jesus Christ on the cross.
More teepee for my bunghole.
The statue is called Cristo del Misere, and they took this again,
which means miserable ass,
miserable Christ. The misery of Christ is what it means. They were restoring this thing, and then they realized, wait a minute,
this crucifix
has a hollow butt.
Sending out an SOS.
I put my message in the Jesus.
I put a message in the bottom.
Consider yourself zing.
The zing of the day.
Zing of the day. It's brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company. 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline. You'll be hearing more.
Well, anyway, they thought it was weird for him to have a hollow butt, so they did some poking around, and they found a bunch of
hands. Why wouldn't you have a hollow butt?
For a crucifix, you just usually don't have a hollow butt in a. Usually, things are carved.
Hollow space.
Yeah. There's a handwritten document, and basically, this was written in 1777.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. He talks about, you know, who the king is, who the aldermen are, what people like to do for fun.
What they like to do for fun?
Cards, ball games, and bar games. He also talks about crops that they're cultivating there in the region, which is your wheat, your rye, your barley, your oats, and your wine grapes. Talks about the common diseases of the day, malaria and typhoid fever. And, you know, goes on to talk a little bit about the Inquisition that's going on now, and how great that is.
I remember doing a time capsule when we were, like, in kindergarten.
Yeah.
Which would have been 1970.
Okay.
Whatever happened to it? Are we going to open it?
Do you feel
it?
Like enough time has passed?
It's almost 50 years.
Yeah, I think a time capsule has to be at least 100 years for it to be interesting.
Well, I won't be around for that.
Well, that's not the point of a time capsule. A time capsule's not for you. It's not we buried something, let's go dig it up. The time capsule is here's something that was left for us by the past.
By the way, it's not going to be that interesting.
I mean, yeah, right.
We put like pencils in
there. Yeah, exactly.
So big
deal. Imagine how disappointed they're going to be in Orion when they find the time capsule. Right?
Oh, pencils.
Here it is, the year 2070. This time capsule was left by the children of Orion. It looks like
a pencil.
A half-chewed Kermit the Frog pencil. And what is this? A note?
A lunch ticket.
This doesn't seem that exciting.
No, it wasn't. I don't know. I don't understand what the point of it was.
Yeah.
Five.
And I don't know that we even, I don't know that we even buried it. I think like the teacher just took it.
So for all you know.
For all I know, she threw it out that day.
Took it home to her husband and said, look what these dummies put in a box.
We called it a time capsule.
You know what, though?
I just had to come up with something to have those little monsters shut up for 2 minutes.
I wouldn't be surprised. Like, you should ask, do you know anyone that was in the grade before you or the grade after you? Maybe that happened every year.
Yeah, of course I do. I should ask.
Hey,
you guys do a time capsule?
I mean, this message is 240 years old.
So we got a ways
to go. That's impressive. Finally, in the butt of Jesus.
We got another 200 years to go.
Mm-hmm.
But pencils might not be around 200 years from now.
Well, and the stuff you think is important.
It wasn't.
That's the message of time capsules is nothing's really that big of a damn deal.
Not really.
Let's put pencils in there. The future might need these.
Oh, God, look at this. The skeleton of a mouse. Why did we put a live mouse in a time capsule? That's just cruel.
Five.
Number five.
Finally, scientists are calling for a global ban on glitter. Stop with the glitter. They want a glitter ban, Darren.
I can see that. That's going to be polluting our lakes and streams and oceans next, right?
That's it. Environmental scientists are arguing that the risk of pollution, specifically to our oceans, is far too great to ignore, that these tiny plastic particles, they need to be outlawed. That's according to a scientist. Let's get rid of glitter. And I think...
I'm okay with that, I guess.
Yeah, I can live in a world without glitter, too.
It would be
too.
Just a
damn mess.
Was that something that they used to have? Was there glitter bombs?
Yeah, I think that's still a thing, where you send an envelope to somebody full of glitter, and they open it up, and then glitter goes... And then, like, once you have glitter...
You can't get...
You always have glitter.
You constantly have glitter. Like, if glitter blew up in your face,
mm-hmm.
little bits of glitter are going to be on you for years.
That's what the English children used to say, yes. back in the 70s. I'm not proud of that.
No?
No, I want that one.
Was that a kind of a glam rock thing?
Hey!
Did you see my license plate from yesterday?
I did. I did see that. So explain yourself, because that was a visual.
I look up, and all of a sudden I see a license plate, and it says 10cc on it.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, really? Huh. And then I was going to take a picture of it.
You did take a picture.
Well, they got away from me, so I kind of...
You followed them?
I was chasing Lady Diana. And I got up close enough to get a photo, so I didn't know if they were a fan of the band, which I am,
mm-hmm.
or what are you a fan of?
Godly and Cream were in 10cc, right?
They were at one point.
I was a fan of Godly and Cream. I don't know that I'm a fan of 10cc.
You should be.
But 10cc gets their name because... Now, are we sure that's why they get their name?
I think it's an urban legend, but still. The urban legend is still better than whatever the real reason is.
All right. Well, you can look up why
you look it up. Why
it has something to do with
11 Spoonful, which
now that can't be. Is Love and Spoonful really called that because of that?
That's an urban legend as well, probably.
Does everyone just try and make every band name of the 70s about ejaculate?
It could be. The Eagles.
I'll tell you why. You know what happens when you die? That's why the dead are grateful. You know, they're just...
I don't know. It could be.
How many 70s band names? You know, Supertramp. You know what a Supertramp is? That's when you... Basically, all of the 70s bands... are filthy.
The Imagine Dragons. You know what that is?
Well, today's bands it can be used to, too. Okay.
I guess so.
All right. Well,
The Firm. What do you think that is?
I'm trying to think. 10cc has I'm Not in Love.
That's right. Things We Do for Love.
Things We Do for Love.
Those were their two big hits.
That's it. Do they have any other hits?
Dreadlock Holiday. That was a kind
if
of
you
a,
say so.
Yes.
That now I'm confused. Those were your top five things, by the way.
The Top Five Things podcast brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea. Those make great gifts, as do gift cards and chocolate covered espresso beans. They make great stocking stuffers, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. Fall into a spiced chai latte or a pumpkin roll latte, the East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. And the podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean, as well as everyone who shops amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. The podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. If you're having a get-together, and odds are you probably are because of the holidays, let Capriati's do all the work. Capriati's is sure to be a hit. Capriati's makes extraordinary party trays and big box lunches with subs and salads and more. Give them a call at 563-359-8500. Delivery is available online. Order online at order.capriati's.com, and Capriati's gift cards are the perfect gift because everybody loves Capriati's. And mention Nacho Radio, get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriati's.
That's still the deal.
It's still the deal.
That's fantastic.
It's still the law of the land.
It's accepted law at this point. We were watching Food Network last night, the family was.
And which show was on?
Oh, it's the same show. It's just they have one show. It's... All right, you idiots, make us something for Christmas, and we'll judge it. It's a competition. Right. You've only got an hour. Oh, things aren't going well. What? Oh, but you pulled it off, and it's great.
Why did you decide to do that?
I think it's just the holidays, and we wanted to watch holiday stuff. And it's exciting, but, I mean, that's all. The Food Network used to be, we're going to teach you how to cook.
I don't see your tree.
Is it up? Yes.
Okay. I guess I haven't delved deep enough into the house.
Yeah, you walked in the house. You came down to the studio.
Yeah.
You want the full tour?
No.
Would you like...
Do you have ornaments on it?
You want Jackie Onassis to give you the full tour of the house?
And this is the room Jack loved.
We've always found ornaments to be Jack a very desirable one. Part of the holiday season.
And I hope the kids will like this.
Speak up, for crying out loud.
Am I French?
Need another tree in this house like we need a hole in the head.
Okay. Enough with the hole in the head jokes.
All right, so back to Ireland, if I could. Oh, by the Food Network. The whole thing
Wait a minute, back to Ireland, back to the Food Network.
Well, no, because this got me started, because they kept showing this commercial during the Food Network where this little girl comes from Ireland to the school, and this kid's like, all right, fresh meat.
Oh, no, like a third grader.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like Owen's age.
He goes to the school library and he gets a book, Irish Love Poems. And the librarian's like, you dog.
You are a dog.
And then he's like, here you go, here's some Irish food that I made for you. And this is happening.
And give me Catcher in the Rye.
Mm-hmm. So, Food Network, it's just, are there any shows where they tell you how to bake, or is everything a competition?
Well, they probably do have some cooking shows, but they may very well be on like at 6 a.m. on Saturday morning.
Just everything on these networks now is a competition. Like,
There
was a show where I'm sure at one point where, I know this isn't Food Network, but at one point it was like, here are people that do really elaborate Christmas tree displays. And now it's Christmas Wars.
Christmas tree wars.
Yeah, everything has got a war. Cupcake wars. light wars, food wars. Everything is competition.
Frosting war.
And I understand that conflict is more interesting to watch than somebody baking something.
No, and I don't want to watch anyone bake anything to begin with.
Have you ever watched that British baking show? Oh, you'd love it the most.
I might like that.
You'd love it the most. It's just these Brits just slowly baking treats.
Yeah, but not. I'd rather see someone making something oven top than baking. Because baking, a lot of times, it's just like, it's going to be 3 hours now.
Well, my problem with this thing we're watching last night, where they're doing their Christmas desserts, Jesse Palmer, for some reason, is the referee of this thing.
I'll take any gig you got.
And then, yeah.
I'll take any gig you got, because you know what? You know how much professional football I played? Not much.
They got this whole thing sitting in this kitchen that I guess just has every ingredient known to man.
Well, that makes it more convenient. I would like to do a lot more cooking if I had that.
Every ingredient you ever heard of.
And prepared.
All of everything's taken care of for you. Yeah, and I think this whole thing started with the Iron Chef series, and now it's all this.
Your secret ingredient is squid.
I do like that part when they.
That's the only part of the show I want to watch.
Well, yesterday they had to make cheesecakes, but they're like, but we could tell you the cheese.
What kind of cheese
like
is
that? This woman made a feta cheese cheesecake. It looked pretty good.
Feta cheesecake?
She was able to pull it off.
Well, that's a savory cheesecake.
I know. That's what.
I've never even considered that.
I know.
That's interesting.
I didn't even know, what kind of cheese do they usually use for cheesecake?
Oh, it wouldn't be. It would be cream cheese.
Is that what's in there, really?
Yeah, it's cream cheese. Now can you not eat?
Oh no, I like cream cheese.
Do you? You have cream cheese on a bagel?
Yeah, yeah. I've had cream cheese. That's something I've introduced.
For a second there, you thought I'm off cheesecake.
I thought you were saying cottage cheese.
No, it's not cottage cheese.
Yeah, I won't do that.
You've never had cottage cheese like in lasagna?
Oh, I hope not.
Sure.
I'd be heartbroken if I found out that was the case.
Yes, I would think that. Have you had lasagna before?
Of course I have had lasagna.
I didn't know. I don't know. How? What do you mean, of course I have?
Well, lasagna is a pretty standard dish.
So is a lot of things that you won't eat.
Back to Ireland, there's a Viagra plant, and the fumes are giving every man and dog in town hard-ons. That's the headline here. Residents of a tiny village where Viagra is manufactured...
Is that how it works?
...are complaining... That the Viagra factory fumes.
Just the fumes, huh?
Uh-huh. Pfizer has a plant there that makes the drug. It's in Cork, Ireland.
Is it easy to get a job here? No.
Villagers are complaining that the town's proximity to the Viagra factory and its love fumes have been giving local men and all of their canine friends boners.
Now you pulled a boner tonight and you know it.
Happy holidays.
Well, that would be a drag though. It's like you're in seventh grade all over again. Just getting boners all the time you can't control.
There's gotta be a few misfits that are loving it.
Well,
that are like, this is my cover. Finally, I've got universal cover to walk around with one of these things. Don't you imagine?
According to barmaid Debbie O'Grady.
Oh!
This is in the Irish Post. Barmaid Debbie O'Grady.
Now you know where to hang the mistletoe.
We're cakes for nothing!
She says, one whiff and you're stiff. We've been getting the love fumes for years now for free.
Oh, it's been going on for years.
Mrs. O'Grady's mother, Sadie... Says that living in the town has been a blessing for men who, quote, suffer from problems in that department. She's a widower, and she says, quote, I'm a flirtatious woman. A lot of us are. You have to have a spark, that's all. There's a lovely man waiting down the road for me.
Giving directions. He just stands there. Go that way. which way to the Ness? That way. Which way to
According to the people at Pfizer, they maintain that their manufacturing processes have always been highly sophisticated and are highly regulated.
These people are just walking around with boners. It has nothing to do with this. Which way to the lock?
It's going to do it for this installment of Dave and Darren's top five things. Well, I've got one more quick one.
Let's go for one more. Back to Ireland.
No. We'll end in Illinois.
Let's say we're in Ireland.
No, I like this one. The people at Pop-Tarts. The Pop-Tarts from Kellogg's, right? That's a Kellogg brand.
Oh, you're a regular Pop-Tart, aren't you? You got to have a spark in your eye.
I thought I was on the forecastle of a tramp steamer.
This Pop-Tart story.
Rajiv!
Didn't Larry basically just exist on only Pop-Tarts for a while?
For a period of time, he did go through where it was like breakfast, lunch, dinner, and a snack in between.
Mm-hmm. So, someone decided...
I think it was like he didn't have... He had so much government food in his apartment.
Mm-hmm.
The only space left was room for a Pop-Tart.
So somebody posted on Twitter a picture of a Pop-Tart with mustard on top of it, claiming that that's how we eat Pop-Tarts in Illinois.
Okay.
The tweet read, "You guys ain't from Illinois if you don't put mustard on your Pop-Tarts." So then there was a picture of a Pop-Tart with mustard on top of it.
Someone trying to cause a sensation that doesn't exist.
Right. I don't know if this is like a knock on the whole fact that like people don't put ketchup on their hot dogs.
Yeah, I suppose it is.
Or if this is somebody...
It's like we put mustard on everything here in Illinois. In Chicago.
If this is a guy, and I guess this is in Dixon, Illinois, which is a south suburb.
What?
It's a south suburb of Chicago. Dixon, Illinois is not a south suburb
at all.
I'm thinking of the Dixie Highway.
Hail Cromwell.
No, I'm thinking of the Dixie Highway that goes to Madison. So yeah, Dixon is not that far from here.
No, it's like you get there in 1 hour.
Right. So this person was under the assumption that in fact this is something that we do in Illinois, is we put mustard on our Pop-Tarts.
Because we put mustard on everything.
Right, but we don't.
We don't.
Right. So somebody showed this to the people at Kellogg's.
Mm-hmm.
Kellogg's alerted the Illinois State Police.
What? They called the cops? That seems like a little bit of an overreaction.
It was fun on Twitter. They did a mention to the Illinois State Police and then a link to the tweet, and it just said, Pop-Tart said to the Illinois State Police, quote, "Can you guys handle this?
I thought it was going to be fun. I got arrested."
I will say this. If you're putting mustard on your Pop-Tart and you think that's a real thing, you probably are guilty of some stuff. I don't think it's the worst thing in AI world for the cops to show up, do maybe like what we call a welfare check, maybe make sure there aren't any skulls in your trunk. Probably not the worst idea in the world.
No.
Yeah, so somebody put a picture of a Pop-Tart with mustard on it. The Pop-Tart people at Kellogg saw it and were like to the cops in Illinois.
Let's get a hold of the authorities.
Can you handle this, please? This is not what we do. That is going to do it for the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things. We're back on Thursday.
The
good morning,
top
good morning,
five things.
Everybody. In the news this morning, good morning.
Does Ann Curry have a job yet? What are they waiting
there
on?
There are job openings. That would be the time to strike.
Yeah, right?
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast has originated from the Capriotti Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Enjoy their delicious sandwiches and their delicious soups, including turkey chili, tomato bisque, clam chowder, chicken noodle, chicken tortilla as well. Sandwiches, soups, and salads, cold and hot subs, and cap specials, including the Bobby turkey cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, mayo, and more, voted the greatest sandwich in America. Try their Capture 2 today. Select half a sub and a salad, half a sub and a cup of soup, or a cup of soup and salad at Capriotti's Sandwich Shop. Download the Loyalty app and get free food and get a great deal. Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriotti's Sandwich Shop.
That's going to do it for this installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. Again, we are back
on Thursday.
Back on Thursday. Until we get a chance to do it for you then, hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities. representing. This is for the Quad Cities resting spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock Island.
Come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.